Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. How's it going, Los Angeles? This is the Startup with Monique LeRae, and I'm Monique LeRae. Nice to see you in 2022. And how's everybody doing? How's your New Year's going? I am still working on my in-home studio. I haven't been home much, so please excuse the way it looks, but I've been saying that for a while, and I guess we really are the epitome of a startup. Sometimes it takes longer than you want it to, guys, but we're glad to see you in a new year, and our little show is still trucking along. You know, sometimes things, you know, that you've been working on take time. And my show's here to give you weekly content, weekly startup support and information and updates on everything that we're doing. So sit back and relax. Today's show's 30 minutes. Sometimes we do 50 minutes. Sometimes we do 30-minute shows. It depends on our guests. I know that a lot of things have been happening in everybody's world, and we're coming off a holiday. So sometimes I have two guests. Sometimes I'm going to have one. But whatever we do bring you, we want to bring you really good content. So without further ado, or actually before I bring her on, I have a few updates, guys. All right, let me just adjust this. You know, my show is as raw as it gets. All right, very good. I feel like that's a little bit better. Before I go on to our guest, who you, if you watch my show, you know who she is, and we're clocking her startup in real time and her progress. So before I bring on our guest, Jennifer McCray, I want to give you guys some updates on things that we have going. If you're within my network and you are a swag bag sponsor or a booth holder at this Grammys coming up, this supposedly coming up this month, as you know, the actual Grammy Awards have been postponed. We are actually doing a gifting suite to kind of celebrate, you know, that moment and have some celebrities and influencers and nominees in the room. So if you're a swag bag partner or you hold a booth, please know that we are pushing the date back. You should have gotten an email from me. If you didn't, it should get to you. Alert me and I will resend it. Check your spam. A lot of things have been going to spam. However, we're looking at March 24th, which actually winds up on a Thursday. It's the first time we're doing an event on a Thursday. All the award shows are on Sundays, most of them that we do. And our gifting suite and swag bag placements are always that Friday before. But for this one, it is going to be on a Thursday, March 24th. Okay, so hang tight, guys. As you know, we will keep you posted via email. But it's still going to be a great event. And just hang tight, okay? And let's see, I want to give you guys an update on the pandemic project, the pandemic film. So as you know, I've been traveling. We did 15 countries last year. It was really crazy. It was fun, but crazy. Got a lot of footage for you for the film. I mean, just the things that I went through and my team went through to get into all these countries during a time when, you know, the world is experiencing a pandemic is really, really a challenge. I don't think there's a lot of producers traveling around the world doing what we did. And I'm very proud of my network and the people who supported me and my group to make this happen. We signed on for 10 more countries this year because we're crazy. Also because we want to bring you a thorough film. I really pride myself in being a pretty successful TV producer, and I want to have that same track record with film, documentary films. So I don't feel like we can do that and show you what's really going on if we don't give you at least almost 10% of the world's countries, right? I mean, how many, 300 plus countries in the world? And if we get to 25, that's almost 10%, right? So at any rate, we're hitting the biggest areas that we can and the areas that we can get in. Now, the places that we've committed to go to, things can change. Things have changed literally when I'm in an airport. And, you know, shout out to all the airlines that worked with us, that helped, that were helpful, and the hotels as well, and anybody that was in the travel industry that helped us get where we needed to go. I can't tell you what I saw right now because I would give away the film, but you guys, it's hard. If you don't have to travel right now, stay your ass at home. Do not go anywhere. Unless you have to go, it's really expensive. The flights aren't so expensive, but the logistics around getting in can get costly. You know, you got to have your COVID test, you have to have insurance, you have to have many different things for whether you believe in this or not, whether you believe it is real or not, we're not here to fight for that. We're here to show how startups and entrepreneurs are maneuvering in this time, right? And survivors and everybody, just everyday people, right? So if you can look at it from a point of view as, you know, governments or entities that have liability, right? So if you're coming into their country, you're bringing your body and they don't have to let you in. They look at your body as a threat to the state, and whatever you're bringing in to their area, they have to control what's coming in, like produce, like livestock, like anything else, right? So if you're going to present and try to come into these places, you have to have certain things and you have to meet the requirements. You have to play their game. They don't owe you, you know, to come in. I went to a country recently, even if you had a visa, they weren't honoring it. I want to tell you guys, but I don't want to give it all away. But I will tell you, it took me moving heaven and earth to get into that country. And it was hard, guys. People who are close to me that spoke to me at that time know that I was just distraught, but I'm pretty persistent and I want to bring this to you guys. And I think we've got something really special that right now we're all burnt out on pandemic and I get it, but maybe later on we can take a look back and just see who we are. So anyway, with all that being said, we're going to 10 more countries this year. Here are the countries as of right now, okay, because things can change. But starting at the end of the year, it's coming out the gate, going straight to Portugal, Switzerland, Italy, Netherlands, Morocco, Israel, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 5 for the first trip. I'm splitting the 10 in 2 trips, okay, because we have to come home, reboot, raise more money, and go. The second trip is going to be Australia, Indonesia, China, India, and Egypt. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Now, some of those things could get moved around a little bit, might add or take away something up and around. But that's the look. That's where we're going. So if you have a story, if you are a first responder, if you are a survivor, if everyday person, but you feel like you have a compelling story, something that you created in this global meltdown, lockdown time, give us an email. We would love to Zoom with you and possibly feature you in the international version. So it's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. So Capricorn, C-A-P, Aquarius Media @gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and message me there at Monique Lorae, L-O-R-E, Stinson, S-T-I-N-S-O-N. You can also message us here at The Startup with Monique Lorae on Instagram or at Capricorn Media on Instagram. So either way, that's easy for you guys. We have some other projects coming up. Really excited to work with the Tattooed Realtor. Shout out to Justin Mercer in Arizona. He's a really talented up-and-coming real estate agent, and he happens to have tattoos all over his face and all over his body. But he's a loving father. He's an amazing guy, and he really just changed his life from being a truck driver to a really successful real estate agent and kind of a talking point, you know, kind of a hot topic because of the way he looks. So we're going to be releasing something with him soon. We have something else coming up with Kiva Napper called Invisible Illnesses. We also have Justice for Andre and Bryson coming out soon. I've been working on that forever, and I appreciate everyone's patience with that. Sometimes with the social justice projects, I really want to make sure I take my time and do it right. And honestly, I've been focused on the pandemic film this last year and a half, 2 years. Justice for Jackie will be resurfacing again. Shout out to them as well. So a lot of other great things coming. I think that's it, guys. Oh, if you have a brand and you want to be in our swag bag in March, email us as well, okay? CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. Without further ado, I'm bringing back Jennifer McCray, who is a real-life, in 3D, in real-time, startup entrepreneur. How you doing, Jennifer? Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How's it going? How have you been?
Good. Yeah. It's been a little frustrating. The last time that we spoke, was it December or around Thanksgiving? We were talking about supply issues, and I kind of cavalierly said, oh, I'm not really worried about that. Well, supply issues have become a huge issue and have pushed back. We're having some severe medical supply issues, and since we're not even really able to get them in the hospitals, I'm not able to get them as a private entity either. And that is having, that's necessitated my pushing back, my opening things up. So okay. I'm having to pivot a little bit.
Okay. There's that P word again, guys. You know, and I'm not laughing because it's funny. I mean, obviously it's stressful because we want to make things happen and, you know, time is money. And as entrepreneurs, we want to honor our word and we really want to deliver. But as we just saw right now with the, even with the Grammys week, having to push that back, even though we all know working in a pandemic, anything can happen. We thought maybe that we could pull it off. So we can relate to that. Tell us, give us an overview in case people didn't miss the last interview with you. Just reintroduce your background and then tell the viewers and listeners exactly what you were trying to do right now, if they missed it.
So I'm a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for, 22, so 17 years now. My background is primarily emergency room and trauma. I am also an infusion nurse. So what I have decided to do is go into the infusion arena infusions for vitamin infusions, immunotherapy infusions, anti-inflammatory kind of infusion, instead of the reactive therapies, the proactive therapies, to do a lot of the preventative health and charging, I guess, the recharge kind of medicine, do some more focused health. All medicine is related to health, but more really preventative medicine and helping. And since, of course, we were kind of on the downside of COVID, now we're back on an upswing and people are now, it's like, okay, so how do I get out of this? How do I help do these, you know, vitamin C infusions are helpful for COVID.
Yeah.
And recovery, just, you things. Know, the up thing is, yeah, I'm going to do this. Go ahead.
Sorry, there's a little bit of a delay. By the way, Jennifer's in Kansas there, and we're here in Laguna Beach, but our technology is whatever it is. didn't mean to cut you off, Jennifer, but just to give people a background, exactly, you are a nurse, you still are a nurse, but you're a full-time nurse during when the pandemic began, and now you are going more towards proactive preventative medicine. And I think it's important for people to hear that background story of how you launched, because you're doing kind of the opposite of what a lot of people are doing. You're leaving a stable career check, for lack of a better way to put it, and you're jumping into the shark-infested waters of startup during a very unstable time. But you feel very passionate about helping people with their immune system and being proactive, right?
Yes. I could very easily be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the hospital because needs, I'm sure this is not news to anybody. We're short-staffed, overwhelmed, full. So I can certainly work in that respect, but I feel what is lacking is telling people how to prevent getting so sick. And what we're doing is just saying, well, you know, stay home and drink plenty of fluids. All right, that's great advice, but that's not particularly helpful. There is a whole set of ways to help people stay healthy. And I don't think that we're addressing that. And I feel that getting out of the hospital setting and going into people's homes and helping them do that and being more one-on-one and very, very patient focused rather than you really are, much as we want to be patient centered, you have so many demand your time and attention that you really cannot give people exactly the attention that you want, because you really have to address the sickest of the sick. And if you're not so sick, unfortunately, you don't get the kind of attention that you deserve because everybody's just stretched so thin. So going into people's homes, you can give them the direct focused kind of care and attention because I don't have a demand on my time. I don't have people pulling me in other directions. And I'm feeling that that's really needed right now.
You make a great point. You make a really great point. So let's get really in the thick of the actual business part of this, because now that we've established who you are and what genre you're in, talk to us about making moves with capital. You know, and you don't have to give away all your personal financial business here, but just give us a skeleton key or just a skeleton, an outline of how you were able to get this finance, just the preliminary part, you know, because this is the startup and everybody does it in so many different ways. You know, as far as like logo design, conceptualism, game plan, partners, any like groups or research apparatuses that you used for your given genre.
So in terms of capital, I'm a saver, I'm a money squirrel, so I always have a little bit socked away. And when I started thinking about doing this, because I was getting very frustrated in the hospital, what I did was from December of last year to May, so December of 2020 to May of 2021, I worked 7 days a week, just 7 days a week. And I just started dividing my income. I just put some here, some there. And I did that for quite a while. And I picked up extra work. And that's what I did is this job went into what I was going to do with it. As I started, I think it was about October, I started looking at this and saying, okay, this is what I want to do, and started pushing money towards that. Then actually through a totally different group, I had somebody who is a realtor who said, and of course, I don't have anything to do with real estate. Nothing. I have no connection. She
not
said,
yet. But no, not I'm yet. Talking about that in the show. We're talking about that. Yeah.
But she said, oh, I have a friend who does, she does marketing and logos and things. So she reached out to her for me, and we've been connecting. We talk every week about logo kind of things and names.
Great.
That was what I was stuck on. So starting to work on that. And I thought, okay, the name is less important than getting out there with the idea. So since I work in healthcare and a lot of my connections are within healthcare, when I go to a party, chances are a handful of people are going to be doctors or nurses. So I floated my idea and they said, oh my gosh, yes, that's a fabulous idea. I can get you.
Let me stop you there. And don't forget your train of thought here. But when you please try not to. When you started floating your idea, what did you put into place to protect your idea? Did you give them a light sample of it? You didn't give them the full, like, tell us, because there's people who want to float their idea to that specific genre, whoever they're with, and they don't have a friendier handy. So how did you do that?
I didn't think so. If I'm talking to somebody who's got a practice of their own, they're probably not going to steal my idea. I just wanted to see, because there are so many different groups of people. I work with immunocompromised patients. That's one of the groups of people that I actually work with. I'm talking to who are so kidney doctors, and it's a totally different group of people. And this doctor was saying, oh my gosh, infusion, this particular kind of home care, that's where it's at. That's fabulous. Let's talk about that more. So I didn't break down my business plan or anything. I just said, this is what I want to do. Do you think there's a market for that? And they were pretty excited about it. So I gave a little teeny bit. I didn't come in with a whole a business idea. I mean, it was a party.
Go, hey, sign this real quick so we can talk, you know.
I was just talking to I didn't come in with a three-ring binder or anything. Everybody's drinking wine and having a nice time, but just talking, because you never know. And as you know, your business is all about connections, as mine is too, that this person is connected to this person. For my particular business model, I would like to be mobile. I do not need a brick and mortar office, but to have somebody who does have a brick and mortar office and be able to offer services there in their office would be very helpful.
Nice. So you can try to plug in. You're like an RV park.
Yes.
You try to plug into them and re-up and reassess. Right. Yeah. Got it.
So they have a group of patients. I have a group of patients. Can we sort of share services? Can I share your space for a couple of hours, one day a week? Are there services that we can do together? And like a chiropractor's office. So I'm talking to some chiropractors because they're very holistic in terms of their care and their just their treatment programs. They're very holistic. So that's a good avenue. Can I use your office for one day a week? And I offer a discount to your patients. You offer a discount to my patients and see where that goes.
That's really smart. Okay, great. So now let's get back on track on the other things that you were telling us about as far as resources. I know that you said you got with the network within, and then you talked about the logo marketing. What about the capital, and what about the groups? I think you mentioned you were on like a group on social media that helped you with some with fleshing out ideas. Is that right?
So I'm in a group that's an accountability group, actually. We tell each other what goals are for the week, and we hold each other accountable for meeting those goals. And they're not necessarily big goals, but it's like one of my goals was, okay, I'm going to try to get my business name this week, or I'm going to try to get my logo, or, everybody has different goals, going to try to do YouTube videos or build a channel or something. So it's a huge group of people, but we meet once a week and hold each other accountable, right. share our brags and say what our difficulties are, and people help each other out. And it's been I highly recommend that for anybody. And it's a very diverse group of people. I wouldn't have thought that the realtor has this connection to this particular person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. So it's been great, very helpful. And they've had some pretty stellar ideas.
You know, if you need that structure, it sounds like the right thing, because sometimes even if you have the structure, having something to look forward to push you, pull you forward and present is the way to go. Like, I remember you told me when we booked you for another show, you're like, oh, to have to talk about, you know, and I've had to do that with myself as well. As much as I've done these things before, and it's not like that we're lazy. I think sometimes just having something to look forward to is kind of human nature, right? I mean, what do you think?
Well, yeah. And for me personally, I cannot speak for anybody else, but for me personally, if I'm trying to just do something for myself, it's very easy for me to say, I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go for a walk, or I can wait for this for tomorrow. But if I have told you that I'm going to do something for you, I'm not going to let you down or disappoint you. So I will get up early to meet you, because I'm not going to let you stand outside waiting for me.
isn't that funny though? I need to get Simone back on here, our resident psychotherapist, to find out why it is that we won't even do it for ourselves, but we'll do it for somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it because we care about what they think, or we don't want to be perceived as lazy, or what is it? I wonder.
For me, I don't want to disappoint somebody. I mean, I don't want somebody to waste their time. So if we've scheduled something, if we've scheduled an appointment, I am not going to flake on someone, because their time is as valuable as my time, and I'm not going to waste it. So if I say I'm going to do something for them, for me, I'll just shut off the alarm, go back to bed, or I'll find some, I mean, there are a million things I have to do at home. But if I told you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I've made a commitment to you.
That makes sense. And I think we got to circle back to it for ourselves too, because you made a really good point about getting up, and it's a new year. So I'm going to ask you a few things, and you can tell me what you think. Okay. I'm going to ask you, we're going to play a little round here of questions. Jennifer, what is your New Year's resolution for your business, or New Year's choices, or whatever you prefer to say?
Oh, see, it's January. So I would like to see it actually come to fruition, where I am going to see patients and I'm in the homes, I'm performing the service. That's what I'd like to see. Not just that it's this nebulous concept, because it's gone from here to we're actually working, you know, now we're working on stuff and making connections with people, but I'd actually like to be going in and putting IVs in people and have them running.
Great answer. We'll revisit this next year and see how far you got down. All right, Jennifer, if you had an extra 4 hours in the day, what would you do with it?
Realistically, I'd probably take a nap.
That's honest. That's honest.
I think I sliced it.
Yeah, I think I sliced it in half. 2 hours nap, 2 hours Zoom or work.
But depends on the day, probably. But in a work day where I'm at the hospital, if I had an extra 4 hours, I would probably be getting more housework done. But
yeah,
if I had an extra 4 hours, I would probably be hitting the gym a little bit more and getting a little more, a little more housework.
That's true. Got to get the gym in there. All right, Jennifer, if you had an extra $10,000 from an angel investor, where would you put it? How would you allocate it in your startup today?
I would think I would get my website up, my logo, and as soon as I get like everything nailed down, I would get that pretty magnet for the side of my car since I'm going to be a mobile business. So I would get that
nice
that advertising on my car.
Maybe even a new little truck or van or something, right?
Like maybe. Yes, that's the goal. I mean, right now I have my new car and my old car that I just can't quite let go of, just in case.
Just smart.
In case I really need that because it's paid for. So
smart. It's hard to get a car these days, I guess. It's smart. Very good. And what piece of advice would you give someone that's starting up a business this year that you knew that you had to find out the hard way, and what you just kind of, you felt like, whoo, I just came through that and that was hard, or maybe I can help somebody with this?
Well, what I'm finding with mine is there are resources out there. So people who have gone through the pain already. So utilize the resource. If somebody has gone through the fire already,
right,
see what they've done and what mistakes they've made, because there are all sorts of things out there. There are webinars and lots of resources of, okay, so these are the mistakes we made, and they've streamlined some things, and these are, so you can avoid these kinds of things. You're still going to make your own mistakes. If you're doing something that is brand new that nobody has ever done before, you're going to make mistakes and there's going to be growing pains and you can't avoid that. But I think, you know, writing those things down, trying to make it so that somebody else, if they were going to start in that particular arena, could avoid those, you know, so be a resource for them. And I mean, charge them for it because
there
other people do. I mean, other people do. I'm not saying stick it to somebody, but you're learning things. It's costing you money. It's costing you time. It's costing you energy. And we will all have to make mistakes and figure those things out. But if you are going through that learning curve, figure out to streamline that and help other people avoid it. And also make that source from.
I think what I'm hearing you say is value your time, and money is energy. And if you're giving it, you should be receiving it. And there's nothing wrong with asking for your premium, is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes,
or did I project?
No. I mean, I think that's, I mean, we all, you do that too. If you were going to teach somebody, hey, how to do a documentary, you've lived through some pain. I know, because we've had some conversations about it.
And yeah, Jennifer's been on the front lines, literally. You guys will see that later.
So, yeah, we've pulled her through some stuff.
Yes, Jennifer definitely was one of the allies there. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
So if you could, and I don't know if there's a way for people to avoid some of that, because that's some shit, but.
No, there's no way to avoid, say, stay your ass at home.
But if you could, you know, if you could write it down in a book somewhere about, all right, my life slogging through the airport and help them avoid that. I mean, I think that's very valuable. And if you could do a seminar on it and charge us money to do it.
Well, you know what, Jennifer, let's just break the news here. There will be a Pandemic Project documentary book, and there will be a pandemic film book. Of course, I'm going to write about it. You guys will be hearing updates about that. There's plenty of content. We've got 30 seconds left, Jennifer. Where can people find you and help you out and reach out and get your services?
So right now, barring my actual site.
10 seconds. Sorry, love. 10 seconds.
Go to GOTO, Jennifer, JennifeRRN@gmail.com.
Well, we started today, guys. See you soon. Sorry, Jennifer. See you soon. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Startup, Monique LeRae.